CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is a big day for President Trump's efforts to downsize the U.S. government. About 2 million federal workers have until midnight to call it quits or face the prospect of getting fired. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
The administration expects about 200,000 federal workers to take that resignation offer. CBS News has learned that more than 40,000 employees already have, with the largest spike expected today.
Air traffic controllers are exempt from the administration's buyout offer. At this morning's National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol, the president promised to work with Congress to adopt a new computerized air traffic control system after last week's deadly collision between a passenger plane and an Army helicopter.
I think what is going to happen is we're all going to sit down and do a great computerized system for our control towers. Brand new, not pieced together, obsolete.
Democratic lawmakers led an all-night protest session in the Senate over President Trump's nominee for budget director, California's Adam Schiff.
Russ Vogt believes in dismantling that government of the people, piece by piece, brick by brick, until what remains is a hollowed-out bureaucracy that serves the interests of the wealthy and abandons everyone else.
Vogt helped construct a plan calling for drastic cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Drivers are gripping the wheel extra tight. Dicey conditions from the Midwest to New England.
A sheet of ice in the Metro Detroit area necessitated a lot of car scraping this morning.
I turned my defroster on, got out with my scraper, and it took me about 25 minutes.
Hundreds of salt trucks on major highways, I-75, I-94, but drivers supposed to be going 5 to 10 miles below the speed limit, but there were still some crazy drivers.
Well, of course, there are always crazy drivers. Nice days are cold, or bad days.
And the advice this morning, just slow it down.
I'm not in a hurry to get to work. Never have been.
Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
A new strain of bird flu has been detected in milk from dairy cows in Nevada. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Detecting this second strain in cows means the virus has jumped from birds to cows for a second time.
Jimmy Butler's tumultuous time with the Miami Heat is over. They've traded their disgruntled NBA star to Golden State for three players, including Andrew Wiggins. CBS Sports Miami's Mike Cugno says the Heat have to be relieved.
2 months, three suspensions deep into this. It was ugly. He was leaving practices. He was not showing up for planes.
Dow down one. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There were a bunch of crashes in Racine and Kenosha last night and into the morning. A wintry mix froze up with roads a rink. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff Squad being struck on 43, a 7-car pileup in one area, and a Racine County Sheriff Squad involved in an accident on 7 Mile Road. Windy today, more coming up in the forecast. A drug bust in Kenosha Tuesday was the result of a tag team maneuver. The Racine County Sheriff's Office Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group collaborated on a search warrant. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old. Investigators say they seized over 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A music teacher in Racine County is making a positive impact on her students. Go deeper with her story online at Racine County Eye. And the parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is again experiencing technical issues. Print and digital editions have been halted. The disruption at Lee Enterprises affects over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers, WRJN. The story goes that Buffalo Springfield, the band, was on the phone with their record company, and they said, hey, we just recorded a new song, For What It's Worth. And the band thought that was the title of it. So that became the title of For What It's Worth, from the Buffalo Springfield on WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. It's bad.
nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits. We'll be right back.
Cranberries, Go All the Way. And the funny thing about that song is, according to the lyrics, that's the girl saying that to the guy. Maybe that's why the song was such a big hit. It was pretty rare that way, but I digress. Valentine's Day coming up, and guys, you know what that means. You've got to get serious about some gifts for your sweetie, right? I mean, it's not just the guys, but it does seem every year that the pressure always falls on the guys. So WRJN, here to help you out with a great prize package, the WRJN Timeless Hits Timeless Gifts Giveaway. You can win jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. You can get flowers covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. You can get a nice gift package for your sweet tooth for your sweetie from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. And also concert tickets to see Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon and the Association coming up February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And a Mannheim Steamroller Romance CD, a collection of insightful romantic musical moments, perfect for setting the mood. All of that can be won by you so that you can give it away to your significant other, the one you love. And you sign up for it at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, and Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. And happy Valentine's Day from WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Things we've done together, while our hearts are free.
rivalry game tonight. Racine Park playing Racine Case. And the pregame and the entire game here on WRJN starts at 6:30. Catch all the action. Boys high school basketball on WRJN.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come along and to hold you tight. I need you so desperately, waiting for you to come, bringing your love to me. But I wait a million years, walk a million miles, cry a million tears. I swim the deepest sea, climb the highest hill, just to have you near me. What is reality when you are near to me? I'm in ecstasy. I swallow the pain and pride, baby, I just can't hide all that I feel inside. And I wait a million years, walk a million miles, cry a million tears. I'd swim the deepest sea, climb the highest hill, just to have you near me.
Oh! so the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
I can tell from here, you need to get updated. So here's the man to do it, Stuart J. Waddles, with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a rough overnight and morning for drivers. It was great for tow truck drivers as a wintry mix spread across the area and laid down some ice. There were a number of spinouts and crashes overnight. It'll of course warm up as the day goes on and winds will pick up. Gusts could be up over 40 miles an hour today. There is a chance of snow this weekend. More is coming up in the forecast. Racine and Kenosha drug units got together for a bus this week. The Racine County Sheriff's Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group executed a search warrant in Kenosha Tuesday. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old at a home on 38th Street near 94th. During the operation, police say they seized 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A story you'll want to go deeper with at the Racine County Eye today is music-based. A music teacher at a Racine County school is making a big difference, with her story now online at RacineCountyEye.com. And it's another day of nothing from the local papers. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website says again they're experiencing technical problems that are preventing print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A brutal wind today. It's sustained out of the west up to 30 miles per hour with gusts peaking at 40 to 50, making it difficult to drive with power outages possible. And it's also making our temperatures feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Girls, don't just sit around wishing and hoping. You gotta be aggressive, according to Dusty Springfield.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. Show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. And do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. 'Cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping. Just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying.
Do I need you so? Baby, try to find.
out of Chicago. Kind of a drag. Buckingham's WRJN.
Kind of a drag. When your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And on our website, some great deals for you with local food and service and merchandisers. And you just simply have to go there and go shopping from the comfort of your home. Online, it's the WRJN Big Deals website. Go to WRJN.com and you can save up to 50% on some items. Check the site often for new deals every week. It's at WRJN.com.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo? Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Bye.
named themselves after a bowling alley, the Four Seasons. The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Cracklin' rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. There ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
WRJN.
I'm
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger.
President Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on action the president plans to take.
He said he's going to be signing an executive order later today, directing his new attorney general, Pam Bondi, to create a task force to immediately eradicate all forms of anti-Christian bias in the U.S. He said he's going to be creating a White House faith office. He insisted that religious freedom has been under attack.
There's a new call for President Trump to fire Elon Musk. On orders from the president, Musk has been taking broad steps in several sectors of the government. California Democrat Greg Kassar.
He said he's going to be...
We are here fighting for a country that is by and for the people, not by and for the ultra rich.
Midnight tonight is the deadline for some 2 million federal workers to act on buyout offers. News this morning about the Trump pick for FBI Director Kash Patel, a delay in his confirmation vote by a Senate committee. CBS's Nicole Killian on issues raised by Democrats.
They expressed a lot of concerns about some of his past statements and positions with respect to January 6th, with regard to some of his online posts suggesting violence against elected officials. And so...